Hashtag good music, no intro. Another episode, hashtag saves for the podcast. I wish I had that the same pop, Ryan, but
yeah,
man, it's hard for me to have it, man. After everything, like the Louisiana Gulf Coast region has been hit with over this past weekend. It's a twisted fucking sense of coincidence or irony that it was 16 years to the date of Hurricane Katrina. I can't speak much of it. Obviously, I'm not from New Orleans, not born there, but I can say this as a person who has, one, embraced the city and state of Louisiana and New Orleans, and two, have had the city and state of Louisiana embrace me back, you know, with the people. Just it sucks seeing, for me, it sucks seeing people that I truly care about happen to experience, you know, this tragedy and trauma and PTSD on top of everything that I'm sure that weekend brought for people. So this episode, we're going to hit on some football things, you know, because football things have happened. But I know you lived through Katrina. You and Bree started dating right before Katrina hit, 16 years ago, you know, give or take. And I know, you know, you've had, everyone for the most part in Louisiana have had some type of struggles, but being that you're the expert, I know you live in Alabama now, but like, what has this weekend and everything just been like for you, and what have you experienced?
I mean, for me, obviously the storm was the big thing for me. We didn't get much here, but you know, I mean, this is a whole family, bro. Like, everybody's uprooted, you know, so much uncertainty about everything. You know, New Orleans, the city, you know, lucked out for the most part. You know, there wasn't any flooding. You know, there's quite a bit of damage around, but, you know, it's fixable. It's fixable. But, you know, it's just the stress of being uprooted. We're coming off, you know, what, 18 months of a pandemic. Like, people already been on edge. You know, life already been, like, uprooted for the past 18 months. And then this comes, you know, and it's just like, oh, Jesus, like, people hurt, man, you know, like, people money, like, people, you know, you got people that's without, you know, eviction moratorium, you know, they ain't got no money, bro, you know, you got people out of jobs.
Rob on Twitter, shout out to my boy Rob on Twitter, made a good point, like, this hit right around the time that rent and mortgage payments.
Exactly, bro, like, people that paid their rent a little early was flat broke, you know what I'm saying? And the people that didn't pay their rent, they trying to figure out what should they do. Should they pay their rent for a house they can't live in for the next couple of weeks? It's like, what do you do? I don't know. You know, how do you even answer that question? You know, I mean, power is out citywide, the whole city. And, you know, just think about that. It's like, people think, oh, the power's out. Oh, you just struggle through it. Just sit there, heat down, bro. This heat it ain't right. And not only that, the power's out citywide. So stores, you know, hospitals are up and running, but hospitals are already on edge. But you know, your stores, all your services, all that stuff, gas, it's like, man, it's like apocalyptic. I went down there today. I just went to Slidell this morning.
My whole stomping grounds.
The old stomping ground, bro, like, man. The line to the racetrack gas station was wrapped around the corner, bro. Like, it was ridiculous. And people's emotions on edge and shit like that. I'm like, ooh, get me out of here. You know, everybody just scavenging. It's like, everybody's scavenging, man. Like, scavenging for gas, for ice, for something hot to eat. You know, just, oh, man, it's just, you know, it's just horrible, bro. And then, you know, thinking about all my people, like people in LaPlace, bro, Homa, you know, followers, you know, that we know very well, you know, lost everything, or their family lost everything, their grandmother, their mother, you know, They lost their houses. If we're talking about flooding, like a Players really got screwed. La Players is not a well known, but it's like, it's kind of like Slidell before black people, if that makes sense. Like,
it's close. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying they don't black people. There's plenty of black people in Slidell too, but like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but La Players is like, you know, it's close enough to the city, but it's outside the city, you know, and it's, you know, it's fairly cheap and affordable. You know, you could build you a nice little house. You can find a decent little house, you know, while having like a, you know, middle class job, and you can live good. It's fairly safe. There's not, you know, not a lot of crime or nothing like that. And you know, just to see them people just go through that, man, it's just heartbreaking, man. Baton Rouge, you know, dealing with it. Like I said, home of, you know, Terrebonne and Lower Lyon parishes, man, decimated, bro, just decimated. So it's just like, oh, you know, you just,
it's
you
like,
just like,
it's like that. Like, you're at the bottom, you know, bro. Like, ah, oh, shit. Yeah.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
It's like,
and I hope, and I know for a fact that none of our followers, listeners, would have had this mindset. But one of like the most, bro, like these last couple of days, like we was on a blocking spree.
Oh, man.
Like, boom.
Like I had to catch myself so many times, because so many times I just wanted to reply.
Nope.
I just like, nope, just block. Nope. Just block and move on. Just
I did have to reply to the bug expert at UT. Nigga has a career where he studies bugs and he just speak on. But the whole notion of this, why do people still live in Louisiana? Why do people still live in New York or in New Orleans when this happens? Like, New Jersey and New York is getting flooded right now because of the same fucking storm.
Like, stop it.
Stop. It drove me crazy just to see the, and like, I've become a better person. I try not to like quote retweet foolishness, because I feel like that in turn gives that person their words power, because other people see it. Sometimes I do, but I've gotten better about that. But if I saw anyone quote tweeting something, that boom, block. Didn't have time for it, man. I didn't have time for it.
No time for it, bro. Like, especially at this time, it just, like, usually I'm really good about things not pissing me off online. Like, I don't do the whole mad online thing. You know, like, I just, because I've been on the internet so long, like, I've seen it all. Nothing, barely, but man, shit like this around this time, man, boy, that shit pisses me off, bro. Like, whew, like, just, you know, it brings me back to Katrina, man. Like, after Katrina, that's all you heard. Like, oh, what are they living in that city for anyway? Oh, maybe this city shouldn't come back. Should they even rebuild it? It's like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't say that about any other place. Like,
none, bro. And like, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. This boils down to, which being 100, the fact that New Orleans, Louisiana, is primarily African American.
It is a black
city. Can we put that like in the, because like this time, if you take Connecticut population and put it in Louisiana, you think those same things are still said? Absolutely not.
No, at all, bro. And it's so self-evident. I remember, man, like Katrina was very eye-opening for me. I remember very well. So that shit just pisses me off, man. It's like, look, human beings live on the coasts. That's what we do. That's, if you look,
bro, at I live in California. I'm 40 minutes away from the Pacific Ocean.
Right, exactly. We live in dangerous areas. We live on the coast. If you ever look at a population density map, it's the coasts. All the coasts is where everybody lives. People don't live in fucking Idaho and fucking Montana and shit like that. No disrespect to those states. I'm sure they're beautiful. I'd love to visit. But that's not where the majority of people live. People like to be close to the water. You know, people like access to, it's just the way humans, if you look at human migrations, that's just where we live. And so we're going to get hit by hurricanes. We're going to have weather events. California's going to have fucking earthquakes and shit. New York's going to have all kind of shit that happens.
It's fucking winter blizzards, like
winter blizzards and shit. Like, it's just like,
where can you go? Maine, Idaho? No, thank you. Stop. No.
Fucking Midwest has fucking sandstorms and shit.
Bro, I lived in Lubbock, Texas for 18 to 19 years of my life. Do you know how many times? Tornado warning. I lived in the smack middle of Tornado Alley. Like, if you watch Twister, that's where I live, bro. Like, it's just like saying, it'd be like saying, you know, Oklahoma is known to get ravaged by tornadoes, bro. Like, they get destroyed and wiped out. That's like saying, why do people live in Oklahoma? Like, why don't they just move somewhere else? Like, it drives me up a wall. So I put it on our Instagram earlier this morning. Alan on Things Twitter is a, like, just ambassador of just being a good fucking dude, man. Like,
yeah.
I have nothing but the kindest words to say about Alan, the work he does with the transit population in New Orleans, and now, you know, him kind of, you know, trying to help anyone that needs help after Hurricane Ida happened. So it's on the Instagram. If you listen to this, if you have the means, that you're able to help, reach out to him on Twitter, on Instagram. His Venmo and Cash App is there. Please don't donate to the fucking Red Cross. You know,
don't.
Please don't donate to the Red Cross. Let's get these funds and money, if you're able, to people where it can be truly utilized and how it needs to be utilized for people that are in need of it. Right?
Immediate impact. Think about it. Like, you immediately impacting someone's life. You know, I log on, like Alan, he puts out his tweets with his links all the time. Like, he just puts his Amazon wish list out there, because he uses that to, you know, for the homeless and transient population, you know, and I'll just go on there and just buy, you know, send a pack of socks or a pack of underwear or some deodorant and stuff like that. And you just do it, and you've got to understand, like, that's something that's really helping someone's life, even if it's small as socks. Just think about some clean socks to do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, like socks, bro. Like, so literally things that are really helping people. And, you know, Alan, he's been doing that for a long time, and he's growing, bro. Like, so the more, the better impact he has, the better. And he's linking up with a lot of these mutual aid, you know, grassroots organizations, you know, in and around Louisiana, and they are making, like, an actual impact, like the actual
foot
on the ground, impact, you know what I'm saying? So please do, please, like, man, whatever, like $10, $20, $30, whatever, you know, just, you know, send it to them. And, you know, instead of, you know, Saints Twitter Pod, like, stands by Alan and the people he associates with. Like, they're doing good work, and we, you know, we stand by it. Like, it's, you're not getting scammed or nothing like that. You know, he's stamped. So, absolutely. You ever worry about it, like, oh, do I trust this dude? No, he's stamped. He does the work.
For a while, was I going to say this is not a Jared situation?
Jared Bird.
Anyway, so we got, obviously, this is the Saints Twitter podcast. We got to talk about the Saints, because the hurricane affected the Saints as well. It's not in the forefront of everyone's mind, but we got to fucking talk about it. So let's do it. I want to do a quick recap. So first, Sean Payton got the team out of there. Boom. Let's go to Jerry's World. Let's go to Dallas. Practice there for a bit. Then comes out, basically the team comes out, or Sean Payton comes out and says, like, he doesn't anticipate, you know, going back to New Orleans for a week. And then did he say a month? Maybe he's been announced, maybe a month. Yeah, so now it's a month. So now the Saints are still in Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but now they're at the TCU campus. Shout out to Texas Christian University, Horned Frogs. Did actually consider going there after high school instead of Texas Tech. That's where the Saints are practicing and utilizing now. And because of everything, week one against the Packers, that was supposed to be the first kind of home game after COVID. It's going to be loud. Aaron Rodgers not going to be able to hear shit. Nope. That game will now be played in Jacksonville, Florida, in week one, to see just things of the team. And I know this is all Sean, because Sean's a maniac. For him to see that Aaron Rodgers' lowest passer rating in his career came in games in Jacksonville. Also, also looked at, I guess there were the three Florida teams were the sites where they're thinking of the most. So that's Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, and Miami, I believe. And the cost of tickets for people in Green Bay who want to go to the Jacksonville game was the most expensive ticket.
You know that shit played into it, man.
Oh, he admitted it. He
admitted it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. He said that he had someone on the team go on Expedia and basically do like a breakdown of costs from someone from Green Bay if they were going to all those three cities in Florida. Which one costs the most in Jacksonville? So, maniac, bruh. I did say this on Twitter. I feel like I need to say it on the podcast. Me and you and I have had some things we've said about Sean. We'll get into it when we get into these 53-man cuts, whatever, about some of the decisions that he's made, you know, in terms of building the team, especially, you know, not addressing wide receiver, Mahomes, now Mac Jones, whatever, we get into that. But I said this, and I stand by it, is that there is not a coach I would want more leading my team, our team, through adversity and trauma and all that than Sean Payton.
Right.
At the end of the day, he is an absolute leader of men. Period. And he's one of the best leader of men in football. So he's gonna have the team ready. It's not gonna be obviously what they wanted, what we as fans wanted. And that's fucking life. It is what it is, and you gotta roll with the punches. But a lot of changes happening for the Saints because of the storm and because of the hurricane.
Man, what a season, right? Like what a off season. Just, you know, just
lose Drew.
COVID, lose Drew. Freaking salary cap hell.
Mike Thomas.
Oh my God. Then this happens. And it's like, you know, on one hand, it's like, okay, you know, this is just football. Real life is happening. Like, who fucking cares?
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, man. We, you know, Louisiana, New Orleans, we could use like some good football right now, bro. Just like as an escape, just something to just take our mind off of the stress, the daily grind, and all this stuff, man. Just something to just look and see, you know, our team going out there and just win, like just win, play well, and win a game. You know, man, that just, you know, it doesn't fix anything, but it just like 2006, man. Just like that little, you know, coming back to the dome. All that stuff didn't fix nothing. Like the New Orleans was in shambles at that time. But it was just that moment, you know, just a moment of just like where everything's all right, just for a moment, you know. And that, you know, that's what sports does. Like that's really what sports are all about at the end of the day, you know. And Sean, like you said, man, Sean, boy thrives in the crisis, man. Like that's when he's at his best.
Yes.
But when he has his team, he has his team out there in Dallas. Everybody looking at him, no distractions, and he's honest. You know what I'm saying? He's brutally honest. He's not going to sugarcoat. He's going to be like, this is what we're dealing with. These are the challenges we're dealing with. I know we're going through this. I know we're going through that. He always makes a focus about family and making sure everybody's family straight, everybody's comfortable and stuff like that. And we all they have to do is focus on football and kind of doing it in a certain way to make you feel like that chip is on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got it all right, man. We gonna do everybody disrespecting us. We got to go out here in Jacksonville and play these dudes.
And he, and like, if you, who was it? It was, I forgot who, there was two members of, I saw it on Twitter. Was it yesterday? I think it might have been like Teron and someone else. And they just kind of said, like basically, I'm paraphrasing, but like, the NFL don't give two shits about this. Like,
right.
It's us. Like, it's us. And you know Sean's playing up that us against the world mentality, bro. You know.
He loves it. And he doesn't do it in a cheesy way.
No.
He kind of just, he doesn't even really have to say it, but he just makes sure it's there. You know what I'm saying? And let it fester in the players to where they carry that themselves, you know? So it adds a new wrinkle to the season. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, like, these motherfuckers gotta watch out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to come out and say that they're just going to go out and beat Aaron Rodgers week one, even if it's in Jacksonville. But I know they are going to come out hype.
They're going to be ready, bro. I'm not worried about them being ready. I'm not worried. No. I always think about, remember when Drew Brees got hurt and Teddy Bridgewater went up to Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? It was just...
Yep.
Man, it was like uh-oh, a different team.
That was a casket game.
But it was a different team, bro. Like, it was like they learned how to play team football for a change. It was like, what the fuck is this? You know? So, and that's the kind of effort they're going to need, honestly. They're going to need team football.
They will. Also, you spoke about this earlier about not getting mad online about stuff. I don't get mad about most things football related anymore. I don't. I've been a fan of the NFL for such a long period of time. We've either seen it, heard it. Nothing surprises us anymore, bro. But fucking Brian Gutekunst,
bro. I don't ever think about Brian Gutekunst, man. He was on my fucking radar today, boy. Like, man, fuck you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
him to say, to fix your mouth, to say, oh, well, we were kind of hoping they would have the game here. It's... Do you know how bad you got to be to make Aaron Rodgers seem to be a good guy?
Right. I was like, okay, Aaron Rodgers was right. I get it, Aaron. We get it, Aaron.
Get it. You win. So let's dive into the team. You know, roster cutdown was yesterday. I guess. The thing that sticks out to me the most is CD Deuce aside, the Saints right now have three active corners on their team. Lattimore, Ken Crawley, last time we saw him, he was hurt. And don't back me, bro.
Man.
Three, Ryan.
Man, that is scary. Now, you know, so it's Lattimore, Don't Vex Me, and Crawley. Now, I mean, look, Chauncey's a cornerback, but yes, you know, he's nickel. So, you know, it's like how you look at it. PJ, is PJ on the team? I just have not heard from PJ.
Yes, he is on the team.
He's on the team?
Like, but he's like, I think he's listed technically as like
a
free safety. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's like, oof. That is a thin position, bro. It is thin.
Like, they didn't claim anyone on cuts. If Marshawn in week one, it looks like all intents and purposes he's going to play, you know, there may be no suspension or maybe delayed or whatever. He gets a little tight in the hamstring week one. They play in Jacksonville. That humidity.
You're right.
It's going to be hot, bro. It's going to be. Quote me right now. There will be cramping both sides of the ball in week one in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville gets hot.
Muggy. Just ugh.
I mean, Saints fans still talk about when they went out there the year.
Oh, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. They still talk about how it was. Like, it was just, whew, that sun just beaming.
And I know Sean picked that for a reason. I know also Sean picked it was like, you know, Green Bay, like they like the cold. Like we gonna turn the temp up on them bitches. Like,
man,
come to Jacksonville at, because the game it's a 4:25 kickoff.
Okay.
I believe, yeah. It's late game. Of course we start week one with the late game. Oh. but like 4:25, like come on down. So first thing I noticed, completely small, or not small, but just short in terms of just cornerback, in terms of depth. And then wide receiver, the weapons, bro. You sent me that text.
Man.
You got Saints fans,
One of my followers was like, "Ooh man, when you really look at it, you know, it's like when you really look at it, it really does look bad." Because I'm like, "It's bad." It's like everybody's like, "Oh, you know, Callaway is gonna be a beast," and you know, it's like, "Bro, like, man, look at what you're seeing. Look at what you're saying, man. Like, this wide receiver group is." If you saw that on any other squad,
wide receiver and tight end. Like I'm going tight end in there too, bro. Both,
all of it. I mean, come on, Nick Vanette. Oh man, it was Juwan Johnson. Like we depended on Juwan Johnson, bro. We depended on him.
JJ.
That dude.
JJ.
Man, it's rough. And I'm not even saying that like, oh, it's not gonna work. It could very well work.
It could.
Man, you were asking a lot, boy. Like, they are asking a lot.
And, bro, I knew when all those wide receivers were getting cut yesterday, I knew it. I was like, we're not going to claim a single one of them.
Not going to touch one of them.
I know my team. I know Sean.
I mean, didn't Rashad Perriman have, like, a good year with Jameis?
He had his best season as a pro. When he was like the number three wide receiver in Tampa Bay with Jameis.
Like, why not just bring him in and say, bro, go routes. That's all you gonna do.
You know who signed him though? Our boy Ryan Pace.
Ryan Pace. Fuck Ryan Pace, man. Ryan Pace said shit. We got somebody with an arm now.
It's going to be interesting to watch. And I'll say this. If you have a top three offensive line, right? And thus far, you know, especially with the, if we want to call it like emergence or him just improve as a player of Ruiz, right?
Huge.
That potentially could solidify the Saints as being at least top three. We know he go up and down, but whatever.
But on one hand, it's like, well, it's cool. We got a great offensive line. On the other hand, it's like, man, if we got a great offensive line, if we add one or two, like, above average pass catchers, we could be
dangerous. Cooking, bro.
But they just want to roll with this kind of milquetoast. Oh, come on, man.
We got a little Jordan. No offense, a little Jordan. We got Marquez, Traquan, who we haven't seen Traquan since.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, bro.
He hasn't even been at practice.
That's just Traquan being Traquan, though. Like, I'm not even mad at him.
That's true.
He has shown you who he is as a player for 4 years, bro.
Four straight years, man.
So I'm not mad at Traquan, but like, bro, I saw like all these receivers getting cut yesterday. I was like, not even.
When I think about it, I don't think anyone has over 35 catches.
No,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Has Traquan had over 35? I don't think he's had over 35 catches in the season.
That's wild, bro.
Somebody that's in the season. I'm not talking about total, but in the season.
No, I'm saying in the season. Has he not had 35 in the season?
I don't think so, man. I gotta
look that up. That is wild if that's the case.
That's what I'm saying. He probably got as many touchdowns as he got catches. Shit. Like, how crazy is that? I think he got like 10 touchdowns. But
So the Saints did sign. So the Patriots cut. So this is not a good podcast. I should have had it ready. So the Saints did sign Montrevious Adams, defensive tackle that New England cut in their cut down. They claimed fullback Adam Prentice or Prentice. I apologize. My first thought is like. I knew Sean was
going. Like, Sean is not going into the season without a fullback. It's not happening.
Oh, I didn't. I was just like, he's like a black fullback? No.
Oh, he black?
No, Adam Prentice is definitely white. That's why, when Alex Armour got cut, who's now on the practice squad, they went out and got a white fullback.
This is a white only meeting right here.
Oh, white only. I don't think Sean has ever had a black fullback, or maybe I'm tripping. Not that it matters. It's just funny to me.
It's just a trope.
It's a trope. No one getting my mention. But like,
I'm telling you, man. If Kyle Shanahan made Jim Juszczyk,
Juice. No, he just signed back as a free agent.
He just signed him back?
Yeah, he was a free agent this past offseason.
He was a free agent, and Sean didn't get him. Oh man,
I don't think we had the money to get him, but no, he didn't get him. He signed back with the 49ers.
Man,
Kyle's use check. I still get upset with him for that penalty that he sold against Chauncey.
Remember that shit? I forgot all about that shit.
Anyway, they kept Andrew Norwell. This team has a lot of linebackers, Ryan.
Bruh.
They have DeMario, Zach Bond, Quan Alexander, Pete Warner, Caden Ellis. I think they kept Chad Hansen and Andrew Norwell.
And on, yeah. Got some linebackers, man. Like
depth.
That's crazy, though.
Isn't it?
Because it's like we didn't know who was going to be the other linebacker.
I mean, I think it's shown us like it's going to be. I would be shocked if Zach Bond is not starting next to DeMario week one.
I'd be shocked because Quan ain't ready. He close, but he ain't ready.
Yeah.
I know he's been out there, but he hasn't been like practicing full or nothing like that. So Quan ain't ready. Yeah, it's gonna be bomb, bro. You know, and I'm interested to see that, man. Like when I see him out there, I'm just like, man. I'm not saying he's, you know, Patrick Willis, like Hall of Fame talent, but just like from the visual, you know what I'm saying? Like just a big ass, you know, linebacker with speed. You know what I'm saying? Like he just looks that part. Like yes. I just like how it looks. You know what I'm saying? Like just purely from a visual standpoint. Like, I like having big – I'm old school, but I just like big fucking linebackers that come downhill. Like, that's just what I like. Might get beat in the pass game, oh well. You know what I'm saying? Like, just give me that shit all day.
So it's gonna I'm going through the team, and I would just say we talked about them being thin at corner. Weapons across the board kind of gets us worried. Especially like Nick Vanette and like Adam Trautman are like hurt, bro. Like we don't know if they even play week one.
It's gonna be, I mean, it's Juwan Johnson and Taysom Hill.
That's it, bro. Ken Crawley, who like his redemption arc, bro,
man,
was just being written. Just written, Ryan, like
that's great redemption.
And he just gets hurt, right? So week one, it is probably going to be Marshawn Lattimore and third round pick Paulson Adebo going against Aaron Rodgers in week one in Jacksonville.
Man, how crazy is that? How crazy is that? But, you know, it's always been a likelihood, you know. I just can't believe it. Like, as much as Sean Payton said, this position is a must. And they tried to bring in guys. It's like, you just can't. I can't believe they're going to go into the season like this. Like, they got to be another move they're trying to make. But it's like, man, it's like they're not making no move. Like, what, Sidney Jones, he got traded.
To Seattle?
To Seattle. It's like, they're not making no moves for it, man.
Maybe, and they've been wrong about this in the past. Maybe they just really like what they have in house. But even if that were the case, the depth is just depth, so.
Like, from a depth standpoint, I ain't even talking about. Even if you love Paulson Adebo, even if you love what Craig Carr is at, he's not banged up too much.
And we said on this pod, like, me and you have both been impressed by both of them.
Right.
But like
what if Marshawn gets a tight hammy? So, like, what's next? Like, who goes there? Like, who's lining up? Like, say Ken Crawley, he's not active. You know what I'm saying? He's not ready. He's not active. And you gonna go to, like, you gonna go in the game with, like, literally just like, what's, I don't know, man. There gotta be more there. Like, I'm waiting. I just gotta wait and see.
They just won't surprise sign Richard Sherman. Like, week before the game. Yeah,
it's been long enough. We forgot about the whole
thing. Bro, if NFL teams are thinking about trading for Deshaun fucking Watson right now.
Man, ready to give it up.
Stephen Ross is... All I'm saying is if that is in, like, the atmosphere, you can't tell me that, maybe Rich Sherman had to go take a little mental break, get his mentals in order. We've had plenty of mental health experts on the pod. Let's bring Richard in, right?
Yeah. Somebody. Damn.
Drake Kirkpatrick, like.
Yeah, I'll bring Drake Kirkpatrick in.
He came in to visit and...
It was like, nah. Or with Prince Akamara, you know.
Oh. Akamara. Also, anyone saying that the Saints should bring in Desmond Trufant, who the Bears cut, please stop.
Like, come on, man. And the Bears don't even have, like, stud cornerbacks. So that just tells you.
Like, yeah. Please stop. Trying to think of anything else. That we missed. So it looks like what's his name? Aldrick Rojas gonna be holding it down at kicker.
Yeah, man. I don't like it. I don't like it, man. And Sean has moved this position for a long time, so it's not like he's earned trust.
No. Yeah, that's not.
He lucked in the wheel, you know what I'm saying? But
I will say some good news. Some good news is that who first? Hashtag who first? Peyton Turner practicing.
Oh, he practicing. Oh,
yeah, practicing.
Okay,
that's encouraging. They did keep Tony Jones Jr. I thought that was a foregone conclusion. Latavius Murray still on the team.
I remember reading that he had, like, a good practice after the preseason game, you know, the last preseason game. So I think it was just one of those things where, like, Sean always talks about how Parcells always said with old vets, you just got to see it, you know. You know, during training camp, you got to see it once or twice. You know what I'm saying?
They're not going to look great.
They're not going to look great all training camp, but you just got to see it once or twice. I think he finally saw it, like, okay, we all right. So they're going to hold him down. But I think it's still out there nice. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if something better came through the door.
Yeah, like, if there was a player that the Saints wanted to sign, and I don't know, I'm just wide receiver, cornerback, whatever, regardless of the position, and they needed to cut a player to sign this other player, it wouldn't shock me if it was like Latavius was gone.
Right. And he's just not tradable right now. I mean, how old is he? 32? Nobody's going to trade for him.
No.
He's looked good, you know, last year and stuff, but just ain't, man. Like, so.
We did get a request on our Patreon to, once, you know, football season starts and fantasy football starts, for us to, like, I guess for me to do, like, a quick recap of, you know, the games and talk about, like, the fantasy football team names. So I want to ask you this. How do you feel about your fantasy football team?
I don't care, bro. Like,
thanks, Ryan. Really selling it to the listeners.
It's not that bad, but it's just like, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, no one gives a shit about your fantasy football team, bro. Like, people that sit there like, man,
someone who gives us money each month does, Ryan.
They don't care either. I don't give a shit. They don't care. But I don't like. I mean, I got like four quarterbacks.
Yeah, let me see. You got Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Teddy Bridgewater. What did you do, Negro?
Stupid, bro.
You're not in a two quarterback league.
So hey, look, you know, anybody open for some trade?
Here, so your team is Lamar Jackson, Justin Jefferson, Jerry McLaurin, Melvin Gordon. You've got both of the Denver running backs?
They going to eat, boy, I'm telling you. Trust me. You'll see. They going to eat. That bye we going to kick my ass.
You usually get a – okay, I can't. Cole Kmet, Robbie Anderson, and Zach Moss. I didn't even see that you had Baker Mayfield. This might be the worst fantasy football draft.
I just took all the damn quarterbacks, but I know somebody's pissed. Somebody's pissed. Like, God.
You really hoping someone will come in, you'd be like, oh, you got such and such, like.
Lord and all, man. Somebody gonna want one of them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure someone's gonna come to you and make you an offer. So, that I needed that laugh. Thank you. That was hilarious. I love my fantasy football team. Completely love it. I think you had the number 3 pick. I had a number 6 pick. My fantasy football team: Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, AJ Brown. Dalvin Cook, Mike Davis, Mark Andrews, Brandon Ayuk, Mike Gesicki. I'm content, bro. Like,
oh yeah, you gonna eat, bro.
And just in case I want to, you know, change it up or on matchup, I got Matt Ryan as my backup quarterback. He would just follow, bro. Like, no one wanted to draft Matt Ryan.
I was tempted, bro. I was tempted, man. But man, it just. Ooh, that he runs deep, bro. It's
nope. Nope. Took him. So
I'm more to, when I watch Matt Ryan, I want to root against him. Like, I want to enjoy.
Okay, so we was hoping to get Greg Rosenthal on. He big time me. He didn't even ask. He didn't respond to my text message, bro. Like, I felt. Man, I felt like a dude who had like a date, you know, like, hey, what, you know, what are you tonight? What are the plans?
What are we gonna I knew eat? It, bro. Like they got TV shows going now, NFL Network and shit.
Man, big time. Man. Hey,
big time, bro. Like, we ain't gonna get that holler no more.
we'll get Greg. It's a matter of time. We'll get them all though. That said. Next week, bro, we got a preview episode to do. Football is back next Sunday, Ryan. Well, technically, the first game is next Thursday. You got the Bucks and the Cowboys, which should be a very interesting game. I'm still not sold on that, bro. That there's a lot of weird energy about Dak and the I don't know. That said, next week we will be doing the preview pod episode, previewing Green Bay, Saints, and Jacksonville. And then these are the shows that everyone listens to, that we get the most numbers for, is our recap episodes that we record the night of, the game. And we have it up for you guys, Sunday night, Monday morning. So,
yes, sir. I mean, literally right after the game, like, I'll still be fucking drunk.
Perfect time to do it. At that point, I'll be moved in, to my new place with my girl. Gonna have like a little, we got an extra bedroom. Gonna set up the laptop, like a gaming laptop, a gaming area, podcast area. Bruh, so you get it popping, bruh. That said, shout out to, we have seen like exponential growth in terms of our listeners. The last two recap shows we did just for the preseason, that first game against the Ravens, I think, at least on Apple, top like 1,500 listens.
Yes, sir.
Which is crazy. So we're still continuing to grow as a podcast, and we greatly appreciate everyone who's been with us, who supports us, who listens to us. We really do appreciate it. If you hear noise in the background, that's my cat going crazy at 9:15. But we truly do appreciate it. I expect those numbers may even be higher once the actual football season starts. So we're very grateful for the support that we get from you guys, and we'll see what happens this season, man. We're gonna be in for a ride. I know that much.
Yes, sir.
So with that, we're gonna get out of here.
Right. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.